Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Rush Limbaugh, the talk radio host who became the voice of American conservatism, has died. His death today at the age of 70 was announced on his website. Limbaugh's three-hour weekday radio show was broadcast on nearly 600 stations across the U.S. The massive audience of millions hung on his every word. Limbaugh's rants shaped the national political conversation, swaying the opinions of average Republicans and the direction of the party. Donald Trump awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Nearly 3.4 million utility customers around the U.S. are still without power in the aftermath of a major winter storm. In December, Governor Ron DeSantis made an announcement Florida was going to spend $10 million to help Biscayne Bay near Miami, but WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich reports money for coral reefs was suddenly drying up.
Just before the Super Bowl in Miami last year, Governor Ron DeSantis held a press conference. He had news. Along with the football game, the state was kicking off new efforts to protect its coral reef.
Many of you know there have been a lot of different challenges to the health of the reef.
DeSantis said he'd helped secure $8 million in 2019. He said that was the most Florida had ever spent on reefs.
And this year we're asking for even more money.
Great, coral scientists thought. Some even went to that press conference and later applied for the $10 million specifically set aside to protect reefs. Then, a year later, DeSantis held another press conference in Miami, this time at the Cape Florida Lighthouse on the edge of Biscayne Bay.
Protecting Biscayne Bay has to be a top priority.
In addition to reefs, the state, he said, was now jumping on another crisis, all that pollution in the bay.
$20 million.
DeSantis said the state would pitch in half. What he didn't say was that while the Bay was getting $10 million, the $10 million the Florida Department of Environmental Protection was handing out in grants for coral reefs had suddenly dried up. Universities, nonprofits, and local governments, 22 in all, had applied for that money. Now, teams counting on the money were told it was no longer available.
I left for my Christmas holiday with my proposal turned in and going, yes, this is going to be a great way to start the year.
Beth Furchow is with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums.
And the first week in January, I was told that the money had been redirected.
You didn't add another $10 million. You just took it away from the reefs that you had committed. Big hubbaloo. This is great. This is terrific. A press conference and all that.
Captain Dan Kipnis is a retired charter boat captain. Captain Kipnis has worked on both the reef and the bay for decades, serving on state and local boards. He says he's sick of seeing both neglected and waters where he once made a living turned into what he calls a cesspool.
You have to do both. The reef is tied in an umbilical cord right to the bay. And if you don't do both of them, you're really not going to be able to do any of them.
The state says whatever work it does on the bay will ultimately help coral, too. And in an email, a spokeswoman said funding for coral is available from a bunch of sources. But when WLRN spoke to six applicants, they all said the same thing. They were told funding for reefs was being diverted. And this was pretty bad news given what's happened to reefs in the last few years.
This morning in our Earth Matters series, a devastating and mysterious underwater disease is sweeping down the coast of Florida.
A new disease broke out in 2014 off Virginia Key.
Scientists don't know exactly what this disease is, but it has already infected about half of the coral species in the region.
It traveled down Florida's reef and is killing more than 20 species of coral, species that help build reefs. Five are already endangered and at risk of disappearing. Then something else happened. A few weeks after we started asking questions about the reef money, applicants started getting calls saying the funding was back. In another email, the Department of Environmental Protection said seven reef projects would now be funded.
So it's like getting asked to the dance twice.
Mike Johnson is general manager of Florida Sea Base. That's a Boy Scout program based in the Keys. All this back and forth with the funding points to a bigger problem, how hard it is to get money to fix Florida's environmental problems. The state budget last year totaled over $92 billion. Highways, airports, and other transportation work got 15 times more money than environmental work. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection never did explain how the money was moved around when they restored funding for reefs. They wouldn't say how much the projects would be getting now or where the money was coming from. Instead, they said they had a suite of work related to both the bay and coral. And then they borrowed a term scientists use for the relationship coral has with the algae that live inside them. funding work on either Biscayne Bay or coral reefs, they said, is also symbiotic. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Here's the Tampa Bay area weather tonight. Partly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and hot. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.